gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. And I would like to thank you for joining us today. And I hope that you are enjoying a wonderful, wonderful day. As we know, school is back in session again. And we would like to talk to you about something that is very prevalent in our schools. Today, I have a guest with me, and we're going to talk about bullying. And I will allow her to introduce herself to you.
Good morning. I'm Officer KJ with the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Department, and I'm in the DARE program.
Okay, we're glad to have you with us here today, KJ. We're very glad to have you with us. Now, with the DARE program in our schools, first of all, can you tell us what the acronym DARE means?
It has two meanings exactly, to be frank. It's drug abuse resistance education, and then define, assess, respond, and evaluate.
Okay.
And the define, assess, and evaluate helps you to stop and think and make good choices.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're employed?
I'm employed with the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office, and I teach DARE. I love teaching DARE. It's a wonderful program. I'm a firm believer in it, and I'm a mother. I have four children. They're all grown, and I have 13 grandchildren.
Okay, so that qualifies you. Oh, goodness. So, you know, bullying is such a horrible thing, and it happens a lot to our school-age children with bullying and cyberbullying and all of those things that just cause our children to feel bad about themselves. And so why should we be talking about bullying?
Why should we be talking? Well, it helps raise awareness, gives victims a voice, teaches empathy and respect, and it helps bystanders to take a stand instead of just, you know, letting it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It prevents long-term harm and creates a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. So I heard you mention bystanders. What role should bystanders play in if they see someone being bullied?
If they see it, and some are scared to say something, or as they say, snitch. They're scared to do it because they don't want, you know, something to happen back to them. But they can do it in a way to, like, they can send an email or leave a note with somebody or talk to somebody, you know, a responsible adult off to the side, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it to themselves, not like, I'm going to go over here and tell everybody what's happening and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to just stand there and not do anything, because then it'll just get worse.
Okay. Should a bystander approach a person if they see that person being bullied after the bullying person has walked away? Should they?
They can. It really depends on the situation, what's going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help.
Mm-hmm.
That lets that person know that they do have somebody there for support.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So Can bullying become a serious mental problem for those who are bullied?
Most definitely. It can cause low self-esteem, trouble sleeping, eating, self-harm, which we don't want at all, and then long emotional trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it does. It can cause all that.
And so it can affect their mental wellness.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And bullying can only produce harmful effects because its base is negativity.
Exactly.
And that's meant to downgrade and sometimes destroy other people.
Exactly.
So it's important, you know, that we address bullying, and it can cause serious mental problems for those who are bullied.
Lifetime problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So who are the greater aggressors of bullying, boys or girls?
That's a good question. I would say back in the day it was boys because, you know, they would do the hitting and, you know, they would show their, it, you know, out in public.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, like, hide it. But now it actually shows, and I see it, that it's girls because you have social media now.
Mm-hmm.
They like to get on social media and, you know, say things, and because they can hide behind
right.
that computer or their phone or and stuff. So
right.
I would say girls. Girls are going to have the higher percentage.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Because they're sneakier about it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what are some examples of school bullying and cyberbullying also, and how prevalent is cyberbullying?
Well, you can have verbal name calling, hitting, pushing, that's usually with the boys,
mm-hmm.
and then social spreading rumors. You have chat rooms now, and that with especially with kids.
For the cyber?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
they'll
okay.
do that, yes, ma'am. And then they'll, like, try to catfish somebody, not, like, let them know who they are, but they're saying things and stuff. And so usually 1 in 3 teams are doing the cyberbullying, unfortunately.
So what about school bullying? What are some of the examples of school bullying?
Talking about somebody, trying to keep that person isolated from other people, to not have friends and stuff is what I generally see.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope I don't see a whole lot of, but generally see they'll, you know, try to isolate them. And again, it goes back to your social media. They'll get on social media trying to, you know, talk about them, make them look bad, to make other people, you know, so people like them better and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
that's, yeah, cyberbullying is has really taken over a lot.
So, with school bullying and cyberbullying, do you think that this is something that's coming from the perpetrator? Do you think this is something that's coming from young people who are already hurting and they're reaching out to try and hurt somebody else because they're hurting and they don't know how to deal with their hurt, so they want somebody else to hurt?
Yes, ma'am. That's one of the things when I teach. I always tell them that usually the person that's doing the bullying has low self-esteem. So they're looking for someone else that has low self-esteem to make them feel bad, because then it makes them feel better about their self.
Mm-hmm.
So that's generally what it is. And so that's why I always preach you have to have high self-esteem. Always think highly and positively of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with that.
Seek you out. Yes, ma'am.
I totally agree with that. And it's so, you know, and a lot of the times when our children are being bullied, they won't tell the parents that they're being bullied. So that's a double-edged sword. They're being bullied by somebody, and then they're afraid to tell their parents because they think they don't want their parents involved because they think that the parents are going to make it worse. Do you agree with that, or
sometimes they think they'll make it worse, or they won't do anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, they feel that way too. Then they're scared again of if they say something, and then if it gets the parents try to step up, that the kids are saying, "See, I told you you were a snitch and stuff."
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And they have to deal with those people every day.
Right, they have to see them. You know, and then it just kind of makes it worse. But
that's hard.
It is very.
That's really hard for a young person.
Because it affects them in every way.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be involved anymore. Their grades go down.
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting to be sociable with anybody. It's really sad. That's why I always preach, you are unique and special, and you need to always think highly of yourself, no
mm-hmm.
matter what somebody says.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Don't give the negative words from others power over you.
Exactly.
That's one of my things.
Exactly.
Now, how do the bullies choose their victims?
They'll see that they're kind of quiet, not sure of themselves, you know. They might be soft-spoken and just, you know, they kind of watch their demeanor and stuff to see if they can be able to overpower them with words and stuff,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. And
so it's probably a process, you think? Maybe they watch their victims to see and...
And if they're, you know, they see, especially if they're at school and they can see that they're not sure of themselves or they're super shy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sometimes it can be a popular person and they don't like that this person is popular, so they try to bring them down over there.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that before, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really because they're a popular person. They just might be a really good person, but they don't want them to be good, you know, so they try to bring them down.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's, Now, do you think that the conversation about bullying should start at home?
Much so, very much so. So that way they know at least they have somebody that they can go to. Parents need to make their kids aware that it could happen. But I wouldn't just come out and say, you know, when you go to school, there's a chance you're going to be bullying. Or if a parent even thinks that their child's being bullied, they can just kind of, like going to the store or something, just kind of bring up one thing that leads to the other that, you know, opens that door, then they can talk to them about
mm-hmm.
it. But I think so. Parents mm-hmm. need to instill that their kids are number one, and they can,
mm-hmm.
do not let anybody bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
I do, yes, ma'am. Just...
And that's that's kind of a hard conversation to have with your children too, because you don't want them to go out there and be aggressive.
Right.
You know, if somebody's aggressive toward them, you don't want your children to be aggressive toward the perpetrator.
Right.
You know, you would like it settled without that.
Right.
And that I think that would be a time that. I don't quite know how that could be handled, but handled in a way that the person that's being bullied won't seem like they're telling on somebody. I don't know what would be a good way to handle that, but
sometimes I tell them silence is the best thing, because sometimes if you sit there, if they're saying something and then you give them. Letting them know that it upsets you by saying something, then it just keeps egging on. So sometimes if you just learn to ignore it and let them talk, eventually they'll leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not their target anymore. They need to go find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them that all the time, too. I said, it'd be just like if I popped you upside the head and you tell me to stop, but I keep popping you upside the head because you're telling me to stop. Well, I'm just going to keep doing it because I'm aggravating you. But the
mm-hmm.
minute that you won't say anything back to me, and then I keep doing it and you're not saying anything, then it's kind of like, well, she's no fun. Let me go pop her off with this other person on the side of the
head. Yeah, I don't know how many times I could take a pop, though.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But parents, you know, they just need to let them know what's wrong and right about it, that they're there for them no matter what. encourage kindness when other people, they see it with others, so that way they can, you know, not be a bystander too. You know, it kind of works all the way around. But the biggest thing I always tell them is high self-esteem is the best thing.
Mm-hmm. And see, I was, on a personal note, I was bullied in high school. But I was afraid to fight because I knew I was strong. I'm strong. And I would always be afraid that I was going to put somebody in the hospital if I fought back. But I was bullied. And then I tried to hide. I don't know what I was hiding from, but I would always sit in the back of the class, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, hopefully nobody would see me, but everybody would see me.
Right.
But, you know, I... excuse me. I it was no way I could stay like that.
Right.
You know, it was just no way.
Well, so. I've never heard them say that they're scared they're going to hurt somebody. They usually worry about getting suspended. So
yeah, well, I was afraid I was going to put somebody in the hospital.
And you don't want that.
My parents would have killed me.
The problem and everything.
So what do you think?
I think bullying has so many facets to it, because some kids, when they're bullying you, they're not bullying you, they're bullying themselves.
True.
Something is uncomfortable in their life, they're mad about something, and you also have kids that lack empathy because they're not taught it. You got to understand, some kids come from homes, they don't know where the food going to come from, and so... kudos to these DARE officers, because they're not only officers, but also they have to play so many other roles, because
right.
they have to play psychiatrists. They have to be able to deal with mental issues. They have to deal with kids that are confrontational. So it's definitely, you know, bullying has so many facets to it, and it's no one way to bully, you know. So that's my personal opinion. I think any parent that's hearing this, if you see any red flags with your kids, if
right.
they shut down at home, if they're quiet, they're not saying nothing, if they're real fidgety, the warning signs are there, but sometimes we don't see them. So any parent mm-hmm. that see those things, kind of pay attention to it extra and kind of get your child opened up. That's my opinion.
Absolutely.
Am I right, officer?
I appreciate it.
You're right. You're right. Okay. You're just right on. Right,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. And that was going to be one of my next questions about parenting and how to deal with and instruct their children on how to deal with bullying. So does the same rule apply if you see something, say something?
Yes, ma'am. And, like, again, some kids are scared to speak up, but you can do it in ways, you know, you can leave a note on the teacher. Yes, you can email, because
mm-hmm.
there is the school board does have a website for
mm-hmm.
that. You can email that and let them know what's going on. You know,
mm-hmm.
send an email to that and report it and everything. So there's ways to do it. And then you have some that are not afraid to say anything.
Mm-hmm. And I think it takes a community of, you know, the teachers and the workers around the school, if they see something, because they get to know the children and they get to recognize red flags, and when they see something that is not right, I think it would be a good idea to approach those children to see if there's anything they can do to help them with that situation they're in. And sometimes children will confide in their teachers when they won't confide in their parents. So I think it takes everybody to recognize this and to help our children, because our children just shouldn't—they shouldn't have to grow up being bullied,
mm-hmm.
You know, because somebody else has a problem,
right.
you know. And I think, and the ones that have a problem, I think something should be done about that. Somebody—it would be nice if somebody could see that they have a problem, so that they could help them pass what they're going through. But it doesn't happen all the time. So we have all of these situations, but it takes all of us to it takes a village
exactly.
To help our children and to be aware of what's going on with our children and instruct our children, raise our children. Don't let the children raise us.
Exactly.
Raise the children.
Need to keep an eye on their social media accounts too.
Absolutely.
And there's text messages, and if they're in a group chat, they need to keep an eye on that. Like,
and that's almost impossible to do, because they can go somewhere else, and you know the parents don't know, and they can still get involved. It's like you said though, KJ, you have to teach your children to have that self-esteem so they won't have to go that route,
right,
you know, to do things like that. But
because this world is different now that we live in.
So different.
A lot of mean
so
people
different.
In the world. I try to tell my kids that we live in a cruel, cruel world.
Absolutely.
And you have got to be able to make good choices and stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Think your choices out. That's what our DARE decision making. It's kind of like taking that deep breath. Because you're going to sit there and think about what the problem is. You're going to think about your choices. And you're going to think about your consequences before you respond.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell them, it's like that, taking that deep breath and counting to 10
mm-hmm.
before you act on something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we do. We live in a different world now from when I was a child, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we didn't have bullying when I was a child, but it's...
No, but back then you would just fight.
Yeah, with the internet and all that, it's a whole different world now. People can be cruel.
Oh, yes.
Very cruel.
So, very much so. But anyway, I do appreciate you being here with us today, and I appreciate the information that you have given us. And this, I mean, it doesn't stop here. It's an ongoing thing, and hopefully we as parents, we as sisters and brothers and cousins and acquaintances, we will be aware of what's going on with our children and try to step in and help any way, anytime that we possibly can, so that our children can grow up with healthy, mental, beautiful lives.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes,
God,
ma'am,
bless
and thank you.
Thank you
for having me.
You're welcome. Of Just Stuff.
All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Love. learn how to love yourself before you can love anybody else. Come on, love. Love can change, and love can heal it. Ooh, love can do it. Won't you let love do? I believe love can do it. We just need more love.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
But now